page 309. The practice of appamada, work out your own salvation with appamada, mindfulness. Thus the Buddha exhorted his disciples every day. It was his last advice before his parinibbana. The substance of his advice is that the disciple should exert effort to achieve the object, which is arahatship, the goal of a bhikkhu's life, the attainment of which leads the arahat to reflect, karaniyam katam, what is to be done has been done. It is not easy to attain arahatship. The yogi needs help or means for the accomplishment, just as a man needs tools or instruments for carrying out a job. So in order to help his disciples achieve the goal of arahatship, the Buddha pointed out the appamada as the best tool for the purpose. By means of appamada, the disciple is to devote himself to sila, samadhi and panya till arahatship is won. Appamadena sampadeta, its true meaning. We have referred to the instrumental nature of appamada in relation to the subject, because the way most people understand the last saying of the Buddha is not in accord with the explanation given in the commentaries. They believe that the Buddha's last advice was, keep yourself wholly mindful. This interpretation is fairly plausible, but it does not bring into focus what is to be accomplished by the disciples. On the other hand, the commentary elaborates it thus: sati avipavasena sabakichani sampadeyata. The Pali sentence contains the object sabba kichani, which means all purposes, all matters. Hence the verbs sampadeta and sampadeyata should be transitive verbs rather than objectless or intransitive verbs. Appamadena means by means of appamada, and as it is used in conjunction with the transitive verb, it is to be understood not in the sense of an object, but in the sense of a means for achieving the object. So the Pali passage in the commentary may be translated as, by means of mindfulness, appamada, you should accomplish all the tasks, sabakichani, relating to morality, etc. So the last saying of the Buddha means that one should do with mindfulness all that is to be done in connection with sila, samadhi and panya. The same interpretation applies to appamadena sampadeta, recited by the bhikkhu who presides over the ceremony for the commitment of the lay Buddhists to moral precepts. The last teaching, the last saying of the Buddha on the eve of his parinibbana contains the words Vaya Dhamma Sankhara. It means that all phenomena of existence are subject to decay and undependable, that mind and matter are impermanent and always passing away, that everything will come to an end eventually, and that we should therefore practice sila, samadhi, and panya thoroughly. Consider, for example, a house that you have built. In spite of its solidarity as a new house, it will surely disintegrate in due course. And before its final dissolution, it will decay gradually. A house that is expected to last 100 years decays 1% every year, and it decays proportionally for every period of time, down to a second. We usually do not speak of a time unit that is less than a second, but according to the scriptures, there are many thought moments in a second during which dissolution takes place ceaselessly. Just like a well-built house, a man's body is also subject to the law of impermanence. It is apparently robust at the age of 16 or 20. He is then attached to his body and mind, confident of his strength and virility, and self-assured about his knowledge, understanding, and skill. He considers himself immune to destruction, but in fact mind and body do not endure even for the twinkling of an eye. Even when he is sleeping, eating, or working, all psychophysical phenomena arise and pass away ceaselessly. This can be realized by the yogis who practice constant mindfulness by Satipatthana method. It is not an experience beyond the reach of the average man's intellect. Some say that it is impossible to have such an experience nowadays. But this is a misconception due to lack of sustained practice. So because of this ceaseless dissolution, even a man who lives 100 years eventually becomes a corpse. Hence the insubstantiality of life and the Buddha's emphasis on the need for the practice of sila, samadhi, and panya, on which we should rely for liberation. The yogis who watch all phenomena at every moment of seeing, etc., are mindful in accordance with the Buddha's advice. Appamadena sampadeta. As concentration develops, there arises the insight into the only two phenomena of existence, namely the known corporeality and the knowing consciousness, nama rupa paricheda jnana. Then the yogi reflects on the anicca, dukkha, and anatta of all phenomenal existence, samasana jnana. This is followed by insight into the dissolution of all phenomena at every moment, udayabhaya jnana. At this stage, the yogi may see light, have ecstasy, and believe that his insight is complete. But it is not. And after that, he finds both the nama and rupa vanishing, bhanga jnana. Then constant mindfulness leads to fear, bhaya jnana. Awareness of defects, adina va jnana. Weariness, nibbida jnana. The desire to repudiate nama rupa and existence, mucitu kamyata jnana. Reflection, patisankara jnana. And equanimity, sankha rupeka jnana. Still, it does not suffice to bring the yogi to the ultimate goal. When it is developed, there arises adaptation knowledge, anuloma jnana, and maturity knowledge, gotrabhu jnana, followed by sotapatti, path knowledge, and its fruition. The yogi must, however, continue the practice, whereupon udayabhaya and other kinds of insight knowledge occur again in the same order until he attains the Sakadagami stage and its fruition. Still, he must keep on with the practice, repeat the same process of development, and reach the Anagami stage. Then continued practice and repetition of the same spiritual journey will bring him to arahatship. Only then does the disciple attain full liberation in accordance with the last advice of the Buddha. So while other people may be forgetful, absorbed in sensual objects, and divorced from good deeds, let us avoid forgetfulness, overcome evil deeds through morality, remove the pamada of evil thoughts and sensual objects through mind development. Apamada is central to Buddhism. Indeed, according to the commentaries, it is the epitome of the Buddha's teaching during his 45-year ministry.